Frank Lavelle, president of the Cochrane Board of Trade. Catch me up on what the PATH program is.
Well, it's a matchmaking service to match up students with the appropriate employment opportunities in the community.
Okay.
And for a co-op program, for an entry-level position, various volunteer opportunities, that sort of thing.
So what point are you at now?
Well, right now, we're doing really well as far as students. We have a lot of students in the system that have filled out the questionnaire and are ready to be placed in different co-op situations. I believe we have over 200. But the issue is we don't have enough businesses. Right now, we have about 20 businesses, but there's about 50 have already committed to saying they'd be interested in taking on a student. But we just haven't filled out the questionnaires.
And that's vital to the success of the whole thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the whole, the crux of the issue is if we filled out the questionnaires, then you can properly match the business with the interests and the abilities of the student.
How does a business go about getting hold of this questionnaire and filling it out?
There's several ways, and they've tried to make it easy as possible. One of the methods is you go on the capdata.com website. There's the PATH program right there, and there's the link for filling it out for businesses and students. Alternatively, if that's about a 15-minute survey, you can also call the Karen at CapData, and they will actually go through the questionnaire with you and fill it out. They'll do it right there with you to try and get these filled out. Her phone number is 807-621-3411. And another way is if you email her, Karen@capdata.com, they'll give you a 20 question express list instead, which is even a quicker survey to fill out.
Why CapData?
The challenge is to have the community fill out these surveys one way or another. If you are interested in having a student, and I think it's an opportunity that we don't want to let pass us by as businesses. It's important. It's an opportunity with very little to lose. If you take on a co-op student, you may find someone that helps you in the future. There's minimal investment on the part of the business.
You could take them on as a paid employee later.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's how it all starts often.
Yeah, and you're supplying them with a line for the resume when they're trying to get into school or get a job somewhere else.
100%, and you're setting them up to succeed by bypassing the old system of resumes where you pass in a resume and then you have an interview, and later on you find out what actually the job entails, and it may not be a good match, and at that point it's a little late. This, you kind of get in front of that by finding out what the business needs and what the potential employee's interests are. Right? So.
Okay, anything else about this?
Well, yes, we're trying to run the first matches the week of February 13th. So I just want to challenge the business community to volunteer organizations, anybody that could use a co-op student or a student in general employee to do the survey as soon as possible.
All right. So basically next Monday is the deadline.
That's when it's starting. I mean, there's an ongoing process, but for this round of co-op students, yes, we need to have it by next Monday.
Okay. Why CapData?
Karen Lori Spatcha is running this whole program. This is a software she's designed, and that's where it's all generated. And she chose Cochrane as a pilot community because we are the right size to start things off with.